Junior Mance with Maria from West Side Story, his album That Love and Feeling. Before that, Phil Woods with a Henry Mancini tune called Mr. Lucky. It was also a TV show. It's 8:40, time for First Alert Traffic. Thanks, Mike, and a reminder that programming is supported by Peace Coffee Shops, offering warming wintertime drinks like the Noggy and Nice, Rosebud, Fireside Chat, and the Heat Miser. They offer a taste of the season, from homemade eggnog paired with espresso to a turmeric rosemary latte. Find out more at peacecoffee.com. And now I'm happy to welcome to the morning show co-authors Upinda Shivakula and Vinny W. Musum. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Ed. How are you doing?
Doing very well. The book is The Third Way. Now, we've heard about capitalism. Now we're hearing a lot about socialism this time around. But you say there's something different. You call it The Third Way, right?
Yeah, right. I think, you know, when you look at the founding fathers, they talked about, you know, having the broad-based ownership. In order for having a democracy to really thrive, you need to have all people have to have some kind of ownership in the economy. And President Ronald Reagan talked about you have to have a skin in the game. And I think that's the crux of this book, that we want to have more capitalists created in a capitalistic society. Lenny?
Yes. So Pender's exactly right. George Washington said, America will be the most favorable nation in the world for people of industry and frugality, possessed of moderate capital to inhabit in the world. George Washington. Ed, we've lost our way, and this is a hardcore Republican talking here. Today, in the information age, you just can't get ahead on wages alone. Brookings just put out a report saying that 86% of all capital wealth and capital income is going to the top 20%. My math tells me that that leaves only 14% for the entire bottom 80% of the population. And the wealth driver is capital, not the wage side. Can we start talking about the capital side? And I'm a Republican. Please start grilling my Republican presidential colleagues on what they're going to do specifically to get capital in the hands of broad-based, in the hands of Americans. That's the problem with the inequality. That's what's driving inequality.
Now, just to sum it all up, you're talking about, I guess, just to boil it down, employee-owned businesses. Am I in the right ballpark there?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you have public and private corporations, they can give a piece of the pie, a piece of the corporation to the employees. So we are saying that employee ownership makes them own capital. Right now, 50% of Americans own zero capital. So that will change that. So when you have people owning capital, they have the ownership. They're going to work harder, smarter, make the company better, and the productivity, the GDP, everything goes up.
That's exactly the game you're talking about, right?
Yeah, there's several instances. We outline it right in the front of our book. There's ESOPs, employee stock ownership plans. There's ESOs, employee stock options, SPP, stock purchase plans. There are many ways, Ed, instruments to get capital ownership of equity in the hands of the workers. Now, I'm a hardcore business person. The good news, Ed, is when you do this, virtually every business metric goes up. Profits go up, sales go up. And let me tell you something. We just saw this video about Carrier where they laid all those people off. We document in our book, this does not happen dramatically reduced where people are being laid off and let go. The other thing you're hearing about is the word corporate inversion. You've heard this in the news. Most people don't know what that is. It means the companies are leaving the United States because of the high corporate tax rate. Now, my Republicans are all saying, cut the corporate tax rate. Absolutely, yes. But, Ed, here's a hardcore right-wing Tea Party Republican. Not one dime unless you begin to share that inequity with the workers. And I want you to hold my Republican presidential colleagues' feet to the fire. By the way, here's some breaking news, Ed. Former White House chief economist just recently said that everything in our book is the key to income inequality and helping with the wage gap in America. He just said that. Now, Ed, I have one thing to say. What the heck took you so long?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. Although I do see some light at the end of the tunnel. You say they're in the book, there are now more employee owners of businesses than private union members in the U.S. I don't know if that's good news or not, but it's there, right?
Yeah, there are 10,000 companies offering employee ownership. About 15 million Americans benefit from that. Just like Winnie said, news right now, Pfizer wants to do the inversion, and they want to become an Irish company, even though they want to keep the employees, some employees here. If we had some kind of a tax thing that we can do, we can avoid this type of companies trying to become foreign companies to avoid paying taxes in the United States.
Yeah, the way I see it right now, let me just ask this. The supporting the status quo seems to be what politics is about right now. Even if your idea is the most brilliant thing to come down the road, how do you get it implemented?
Well, it has to be grassroots. It has to start with the people. People have to be, it's like they say in Sims, right? An educated consumer is our best customer. Educated voter is the best voter for democracy.
Yes, and Ed, let me tell you something. I'm a hardcore Republican. You just heard from the smartest Democrat in the country. If that person was running against us, we'd be losing a landslide, a Pender Shipakula. And I'm proud that he's my co-author. Ed, I'm personally sick to death of watching the media with all the it's the horse race, who's ahead, who's up, who's down, the mud wrestling, the food fights. You know, it's fun to watch for a little while, Ed, but I don't know about your viewers. After a while, you know, when it's all done, you're still starving after the food fight. Where are the substantive issues that are going to address income inequality, real capital, broad-based property ownership, money, real money, real capital into the hands of the workers? We keep focusing on the minimum wage. How pathetic. In the greatest nation in the world, we're focusing on minimum wage. How about maximum capital accumulation? Why don't we start talking about that? That's where the real money is, Ed. I mean, for example, CBO just put out a report. Over the last few years, the top 1% has grown their income 275%, while the rest of us is not me and Upendra, because we have capital, but the rest of the population is flat or down. The money's in the capital. Can we start talking? It's a like Upendra said, this is a capitalist country. I have not heard one person, and I'm most ashamed of my Republican colleagues, they're not talking about capital. And if they are, they're talking about cutting the corporate tax rate. Great. I love it. We're all for that. It would stop corporate inversion. But what about the drop in the other shoe and making sure specific policies to get income capital into the hands of workers? That's what we want.
You know what the most encouraging thing to me is? That you two were able to sit down and write a book together. That's
everybody,
encouraging to me.
Everybody, right on. Tell the rest of your PBS colleagues to get us on the air, and we will show you that people can work together. We're sick of the food fighting because the people are suffering here, Ed. Please tell all your other colleagues in the media, because every single person says the same thing. Upendra's not my enemy. He's my brother. He's my American brother.
Well, I'm encouraged by your dialogue, and we let some other folks know about it. I'm encouraging everybody to read The Third Way from Upendra and Vinny. You'll find it online. You'll find it in bookstores everywhere. And thanks very much for taking some time for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, Ed. Power to the people.
Thanks. Now go knock out another one for us. Thanks much.
Right.
Bye for now.
Thank you,
once again, The Third Way, and now we make way for First Alert Traffic.